Rachel Osborne is co-founder for the Center for Environmental Law and Policy. Operating from Spokane, Washington, the center focuses on protecting the fresh waters of western Washington and the Columbia River watershed. Washington water rights that follow the prior appropriative doctrine serve as an attempt to fairly control water use in the state. But is it really working? Today's segment is part of a series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.
You know, from the perspective and the mission of my organization, our focus is less on people and water because people always find a way to get water. People are taking water now without permits. And my concern is more for what the environmental impact of that is, because the river and the aquifer is the place where people go to take water. And what I see is that the prior appropriation system is a failure with respect to equity for people and equity for the environment and the fish and wildlife that depend upon environmental water, which is to say in-stream flows and rivers. So my concern is more for how we are going to be able to manage to protect the environment in the face of, you know, increasing scarcity, increasing concern about scarcity, people taking water that they're not necessarily entitled to, but doing it notwithstanding what the law requires, and so forth.
How do you create a fairness in a regulating system that will work during times of plenty and also times of scarcity? Rachel has some reservation that current water law does not support current or future water users with an equitable supply.
People supposed to grapple with this, the answer is that, first of all, efficient use of water should be a moral imperative. No one should ever be empowered to waste water. And the prior appropriation system is set up with a first-in-time, first-in-right rule, subject to reasonable efficiency requirements in theory, but that are not enforced in practice. One of the things that I argue is that we just need to rethink prior appropriation. It's inequitable. It creates a system of haves and have-nots. As water supply diminishes in the future, this is going to create enormous conflicts, even among people who hold water rights right now, not to mention all the people of the future that are going to need water.
Rachel has a vision of a world where water is distributed equitably and possibly based on a priority of use. Although water can be limiting at times in western Washington, it isn't scarce. This means responsible demonstration of efficient use of water is key.
Well, I am an advocate for changing the prior appropriation system so that your right to water is not simply based on the fact that you own a piece of property that happened to be settled in 1870 and the forebear, your great-grandfather or someone you've purchased the property from has a right simply because they were there first. I'm a little leery of the idea of the revocation of, or curtailment of someone's water right itself becoming an issue. I think we should change the way water is distributed. Under the current system, if we simply said, well, it's unfair to revoke people's water rights, it would just be back to the free-for-all of everybody taking water. So the system that we need is a system that is more equitable, that probably does prioritize uses. It's an interesting question. If you look internationally, we know that there are billions of people on the planet that do not have access to water that is needed for basic daily use, you know, drinking water or even more broadly, water for basic sanitation needs. We don't have that problem here in the Western United States. No one is actually going without water for their basic needs. What we're talking about is we have an abundance of water. We have had because of what our mountains have given us. And what we're talking about is water that is used to drive the economy, agricultural and commercial pursuits and so forth. And I think that is where we need to go in and rethink how we're using water. What is the most efficient way to use water? What is the best use?
A new or modified water doctrine for Western Washington may be on the horizon. If this is to happen, its design will certainly reflect the values for water that are shared by each person living on the western slope. It comes down to how we see ourselves connected with the environment and each other. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.